Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, I was thinking, I don't know if you thought about this, but I was thinking about when we met years ago together in our men's group.
Yes.
Yeah. And
this was before you went to New Jersey.
Yeah. And we've known each other for many years. Quite a while. And me, you, Chris, and a few other guys were in that group. But I was just thinking how powerful that time was together. You know, where we got together once a week.
Right.
And we just really were just the church. It's kind of like a rethinking church moment, if you will. Because,
You
know, Matthew 18:20 says, "For two or three come together in my name, there I am with them."
That's right.
And so, wasn't that some pretty amazing times?
It was awesome, man. I remember. I was right at the beginning days when Steve first came to the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I remember those talks.
Oh, yeah. Steve.
Oh, yeah. Love you, man. That's good.
Steve, but many others, too.
I remember Jackery was with us. I'm drawing a blank.
Well, those.
But it was good.
It was a good group. There's some other ones too. I mean, but
yeah.
But we met once a week, and I mean, normally it's like, were we busy then?
Not like we are now.
But we were busy.
But yeah,
we've always been busy. But
always,
but it's amazing how we committed that no matter what, we set a time aside that we valued.
That's right.
What God was doing among us and through us, and that, you know, as a church, as men, we should get together and really be there for each other. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, it was so encouraging that no matter what was going on during that week, I knew that I was going to be with my brothers, that we were going to have some
Tuesday
guy
night.
Time.
That's right, Tuesday night.
Yeah, we were going to get together and talk.
That's it.
You know, we were going to just not only break bread, you know, physical bread, but we broke bread. We broke the word. We shared and encouraged each other.
That's right.
And I know Chris would come straight after work and meet us there too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure did. Yeah, I really enjoyed those times being able to meet.
Yeah.
You know,
wasn't that awesome?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And all those cups of coffee, fufu creamer.
Isn't it something? we'd go to Village Inn.
We throw down some creamer.
You know, we'd go to the diner. And sometimes we ate, sometimes we didn't.
Right.
But I tell you, you know, the waitresses, every time we'd have they knew us by name.
Yep. They saw us
and
coming.
And they loved on us. I mean, they knew we just wanted a table. It was practically empty all the time. It was amazing. Every time we went, it was like always pretty much empty. We had a place all to ourselves, a corner at
least. Almost the same table every time.
Yeah. And we'd leave a really nice tip because we were just really occupying a table, have some coffee, maybe, you know, one of us would have a dessert or a meal or something. But we did really, really nice tip. And after a while of just being consistent and being there and just, you know, my wife says, as you love each other, people will know, people can be drawn to God.
That's right.
And how many times did they come over with prayer requests and say, can you pray for us for this? Can you?
That's right.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah. It's awesome times.
Do you think that's easy to do to formulate those type of relationships where men can come to get together and begin to share and talk, not just about anything, but really about the things that matter in life?
Is it easy?
Yeah.
Probably not at first if you're not used to that, you know, especially if you've never, you know, really opened up, you know, you've been pretty closed off for many, like most men, you know, they don't talk about their feelings or what's going on in their lives.
Well, it was very easy for you, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, piece of cake.
Chris, we couldn't get him to stop. I was like, Chris, okay, give someone else a turn, Chris.
Right.
We don't want it. What? We don't want to hear another thing about your truck. You don't know.
Or that dog you ran over. No.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, you had to bring that one up.
I was not going to bring that up, but you did. But you did.
Right.
But this
No, but I had, if I can interject.
Please.
I remember in the past, you know, when I first came to the Lord, you know, when we, the first men's group that I was involved in, which was, again, with you, John, and some other guys. That was a huge breaking point in my life, and I was not a talker.
Come on.
In fact, you know, if I really go back, that it was because of a men's group that I even came to the Lord.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Because I was, I was seeking at the time, you know, because God had started, you know, touching my heart at that time. And I remember, Pat had invited me to come out to a men's group out.
Yeah. And you came willingly.
Cantonment. Kicking and screaming the whole way.
Kicking and screaming.
Yeah. And, but I remember, you know, I was actually coming to be put in a small men's group one night.
Right. To join one, right?
Right. To join one. And, when I showed up, well, actually, and I got to back up, but I hadn't fully, you know, made a commitment to the Lord, mm-hmm. but it was on my way to this men's group when was the first time I had turned on Christian radio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at that particular time, the station had a power verse of the day. And the verse was, Pat, help me out, brother.
It was in James.
Yeah, it was in James. You know, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. When he has stood the test, you know, he shall surely receive the crown of life that God, you know, gives to those who love him.
That's right.
And, wow. And, but for me to get out of my house, cause back during that time I had a huge fear of man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, it was hard just to get out of my house every day. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, I was supposed to go to this meeting. I called Pat. I was like, hey, we're going. We're going to meet. And he's like, no, I'm already in a group. I'm not going. Like, what? Are you kidding me? You know, I've met these people twice. And you're.
I got to go by myself?
You're sending me out to this pack of wolves? What are you doing? You know, I had no idea, you know.
Right.
And, but it was, you know, it was on my way there. You know, finally, it was the Holy Spirit, you know, I know now, that just, I just couldn't stay in the house anymore. I had to go.
Right.
You know, I mean, I fought it, but then end up, you know, I just had to go. And on the way, I heard that scripture, and that was just like, that was it. I mean, God spoke to me. It was mm-hmm. like, oh, I was so excited. I was just I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get there.
Yeah.
And I show up, and nobody was there. You know, but that was for me.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
God had set
totally
that
set up.
Totally set me up. You know, at that moment, that for me to hear from him.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
You know, and then, of course, I called Pat and just, you know, it was huge. It was huge. Yeah,
that was a turning point.
That was the turning point, you know, for mm-hmm. me, was coming to that men's group and God spoke to me and I turned my life.
It's so powerful, man. It's so powerful what you're sharing. And we talk about men's group, but really it's the church. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
It just happened to be men.
Yeah.
You know, it's not men and women or children, but it just happened to be men. But it's a church where any two or three are gathered. I mean, it's God's there in the midst of them, right?
That's right.
You got God, you got the Word,
that's right.
You got His presence. I mean, I think this qualifies as the church.
Check,
you know,
check, check, check. Right.
And you know, growing, you know, it takes authentic relationships to get through. You know, to begin to start developing that relationship in God. You know, God. You know, you're abiding with the Lord. You're hearing His voice, but you need to be discipled. You need to grow in God.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing like getting together with other men or friends, because ladies can do it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people are meeting all the time together, but that you're not talking about, you know, it's fluff and things or whatever, but you're talking about the real issues in life. You know, you're talking about the real things, you know, and these groups, we talked about it all. I mean, we talked about it all, which was great,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we realized that we needed each other mm-hmm. in God to hold each other accountable and to encourage each other. I mean, how many times would we come in on a Tuesday night and begin to share, you know, hey, what did God share with you Monday? Mm-hmm. What did God share with mm-hmm. you last week? And, you know, this almost happened every week, but mm-hmm. someone would be going through something or something would be happening in their life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my goodness, God shared this word with me last week.
Yeah, right.
And here you are, you had other men that were pulled out their journal of what God spoke to them. So nothing more, you know, it's like, this is what God shared with, you're hearing for yourself, and yet God gave you something not only that blessed you, just like He spoke to Joanne in the middle of the storm,
mm-hmm.
but it's something that would be able to help your brother. You know, the Bible says that, you know, we shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we need this relationship mm-hmm. with the Lord, but we need this relationship with each other.
And just like Proverbs says, you know, as iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Those are the biggest growing points, you know, in my walk with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is when, you know, and I'm sure it's the same for women, you know, because you have to be able to glean from one another. You
right.
know,
sure.
You can, mm-hmm. you can, what's the word? You know,
borrow the experience?
Borrow the experience, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I remember at that time too, Chris. Now, tell me if I'm wrong or anything, but you didn't like crowds at that time. You weren't into crowds.
He wasn't into people.
I wasn't into people at all. But that and that's another testimony when you drug me to St. Petersburg.
Oh, no, see, there you go. Actually, listen to this, Pat. We go down to Tropicana Stadium, I think it was, down in St. Pete, to this mm-hmm. this huge men's gathering, thousands right. of men, you know, that just love God.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, okay, Chris. So he's like, oh my goodness, you know, there's people everywhere, all these guys.
Yeah, right.
So I go down at the base on the bottom of this of the floor, stadium mm-hmm. floor. They have just resources and material, and you know, I'll go to a place like this, you know, and I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, give me all of it, you know.
Yeah, right.
And so I said, Chris, come on, we're going. He's yeah. like, no. Come on, Chris, we're going. I drug him like all these flight of steps all the way through all these.
No, Google. You didn't do that.
He did. It broke, didn't it?
It did.
Yep, but it's gone.
But that's what broke that fear off of me. Mm-hmm. Was going there and experiencing that, you know, with thousands of men in one place. And yeah. God just broke that fear off of me then.
Yeah, crying out to God and having a brother that and brother and brothers that are willing to stand with you.
Mm-hmm.
And to say, hey, look, we're going to get through this. You know what I'm saying? This is going to come that's off right. you, not judge you, not whatever, but in the love of God saying, you know, you can mm-hmm. get past this. And that's why we need to develop authentic relationships. You know, just can't be coming into the church gathering and saying, hey, God bless you and what's up and get a, mm-hmm. you know, message and cheer, you know, there's a highlight on the torch called don't cheer me up, you know, lift me up. Don't mm-hmm. don't give me a rah-rah, sis, goombah, and I'm dying.
Right.
I'm dying.
That's right.
You know, my marriage is falling apart. My job is, you know, my children, all this type of stuff that people are going through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you can't come to get a lift me up, but we got to be able to carry each other's burdens. Really, that's so needed in the body of Christ today, where we're, you know, walking together and discipling each other. And I'm glad that we're doing still doing that today.
Right.
But you know, it's what Jesus told us to do. I mean, it's not really hard. It ain't rocket science here, you know.
Right.
He said, "Go and make disciples." You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And he didn't say, "Go make a convert." So go, you know, I guess I'm going to pray a prayer. He says, "Go and make disciples and grow them up in Him." You know, teach them to hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good. And I enjoyed that time that we had with each other, where we were holding each other, just like I said, accountable and mm-hmm. growing and speaking and praying for one and each other's needs. But I wanted to share how oftentimes that in this process and in this journey of growing with God, you know, you're on a journey, that sometimes people are tempted to have this kind of a stop and go, you know, relationship, you know, mm-hmm. where things are going well, maybe I'm abiding, and then all of a sudden, things are going too right. good.
Adversity.
Too good.
Mm-hmm.
And you start skipping, spending time with the Lord. You're not praying. You're not mm-hmm. talking to Him. It's like, wait a minute. What you don't want to have kind of a stop-and-go relationship. What mm-hmm. you know, kind of what is that? Even if that even exists.
Right.
Like, kind of you try to come up with an analogy that maybe may help to frame what we're talking about. You know, Colossians 2:6, it says, So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thanksgiving. Think about that.
Mm.
He says, listen, just as you receive the Lord, just as you accept Him as your Lord, continue. Don't stop. You know, a relationship is something that needs to be fostered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about the joke that I've often heard when the wife says, you know, tells the husband, I don't hear you say that you love me. Do you love me? He says, woman, I told you we got married that I loved you. If it changed, I'd let you know.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think that really works.
That doesn't work too well.
Yeah, I don't think that works. You know, in order to have a relationship, you need to continue what you first started. You have to, you need to be engaged in it. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about saying a prayer. Come on now. It's not just about getting a get out of hell free card, if you will. And mm-hmm. I can't wait. Hopefully next week we'll get a chance to talk about the reality of heaven and hell and just, mm-hmm. oh my goodness, just so much to share on VFN radio, mm-hmm. with encouraging stuff. But it's not just, you know, we're not praying a prayer to check off a box and say, okay, got my Jesus. Mm-hmm. Now, no, it's a relationship that needs to be fostered. It needs to be continued. It needs to be engaged.
Right.
So he says, so then just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue what? To live in him.
Right.
In Christ, in God. That means following his ways, you know, making his values your values. Mm-hmm. You're in him. You are abiding. You're remaining in the vine. You're connected with God. You're not living a life separate of God, but continue to live in him. Continue to live following the ways of God, mm-hmm. and putting him at the forefront of your life. Then he says to live in him, rooted and built up in him. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to be rooted. So many times the cares of life come in and you're like the storm is coming all over the place. There's wind and all kinds of things happening. And oftentimes you may see a believer that just kind of maybe falls on the side of there. It's just, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
And we know about the parable about the good soil and right. how the seed was scattered on the different grounds.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the cares of life to choke out what God's doing in your life. You don't want God to be at the forefront of your mind so all of a sudden he's all the way in the back of your mind. What? You know, you want to stay at a continual place where you're growing in God and meeting on a continual basis like that, fellowshipping with the church, mm-hmm. being transparent, being real, carrying each other's burdens is a way that you can continue to be engaged in that relationship. Because you know that when you gather together again as the church, your brother and your sister, because they love you, are going to ask you,
right,
how are things going?
That's right.
How was your bonding time this week? How are things going at home?
Mm-hmm.
And it's that accountability and that transparency and that openness that reminds us to say, you know what? I'm not by myself. I can continue this walk. I'm encouraged walking this out with the Lord. And I need to have roots down deep. Mm-hmm. I need to go down deep with God.
Right.
You know, and that's what Chris is talking about. You know, I started out, mm-hmm. and, you know, my goodness, Chris is not even none of us are who we used to be. We're not what we need to be.
Right.
God's still working on all of us.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But my goodness, you got to get roots down deep.
That's right.
You got to get roots down deep.
You got to build a firm foundation.
Without a firm foundation, we talked about this yesterday, how to prepare for the storm, you know, the winds, the wind, the rain will come, but if your foundation is not on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, what is your foundation on?
That's right.
Let me tell you something. You're building something. The question is, what are you building and what is the foundation of what you build?
That's right. Is it going to stand?
Is it going to stand?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And you can't judge the quality of what's being built when there is no storm. You know, I used to love when we used to see those commercials say, you need to get these hurricane shutters, and you need to get this hurricane duty, you know, force winds that'll hold it up. Well, that sounds really good, but the only way we really know if that's hurricane proof, you know what I'm saying, is when you actually have a hurricane.
That's right.
And it's still standing.
That's right.
You know, it's the trial that reveals what's really there.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to have roots down deep on this side of the trial, because if you don't, you're going to be carried away with it. So he says, being strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thanksgiving. You're going to have a heart of gratitude. There's so many things to be grateful for. Really, how can we stay in a place of being just downcast and saying, you know, the continual state of woe is me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. Life is good. You know, look around. Five fingers on each hand, five toes on each feet. You know, food to eat. Living in America, blessed constitution, you know what I'm saying? We can serve God freely and not being persecuted yet, praise God. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Think about it. There are some things to be very thankful and grateful for. In fact, we're coming upon, you know, a wonderful time of the year, Thanksgiving. And I love that holiday. I really do, because it really gives us a time to reflect and being grateful for what we do have, instead of, you know, being dissatisfied and discontent with what we don't have. And one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not covet. It's kind of a, you know, word that most people don't use today or are familiar with, but it's like, we talked about this before, where it's not about desiring what someone else has for your benefit, you know?
Right.
Some of the young people say, don't sweat that stuff. Don't be sweating somebody's things, you know?
Right.
That's for the younger generation if you're listening here today, you know? But
we don't sweat that stuff.
Yeah, you don't sweat. don't peek over your neighbor's fence and be drooling over what they have. You know, with this deep envy that you don't have it,
right?
You know, that we should be content, because godliness with contentment is great gain. Learn to be satisfied with what you have and what God has allowed you to have. You're blessed. But if you spend all your time, you know, thinking that you don't have anything, that's not a good place to be.
Mm-mm.
Because the little the great that you do have, you know what I'm saying, is going to be taken away from you.
That's right. You may not have it very long.
Yeah, and we learned that during hurricanes ourselves. Remember that?
Like, that's right.
I think you learned
in the summertime.
I think you learned to never say never, right?
Absolutely, I sure did. I ate all those words, and I'm just so thankful.
He'll never say that again.
Ever.
I will never.
That's right. Absolutely right.
God has a way to make you eat them words, doesn't he?
Oh my goodness.
Don't
ever say that. Trust me.
Exactly. Say, you know what? Thank you for my daily bread. You know what I mean? Thank you for my daily bread.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8 says, see to it. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of the world rather than on Christ. Listen, when you're gathering together as a church, one of the benefits is, when someone comes in with these hollow and crazy and deceptive, I mean, really, in that group where we were seeking God, abiding every day, prayerful, nobody was going to come in there with no crazy deceptive. We're like, listen, we read the Bible here, man.
You know?
Don't you come here with that stuff.
Exactly.
You show me in the Bible where that is.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have an abiding relationship with God, you're not abiding with your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, sharing God's word, praying for each other, being transparent, being the church, right? I mean, how can we focus on going? All we can do is simply be. We got to be the church.
That's right.
This is the safeguard. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of the world, rather than on Christ. Mm-hmm. I'm amazed at the amount of people that are so concerned about being deceived.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are a lot of times same folks that don't even read the word. I'm like,
Right.
I think a safeguard for not being deceived is to spend time in the truth.
Yeah.
If you spend time in the truth and with the truth,
right,
then you're gonna see it a mile away.
That's right. You'll see it coming.
So, we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you today that, you know, in this Rethinking Church moment, let's focus on being the church. Let's focus on carrying each other's burdens and developing authentic relationships that are going to help us walk this relationship out with God. It's not just like a pet me up or a cheer me up, but you know what? God's called us to do something in this life. You know, we have responsibilities as fathers, as mothers, as husbands, as wives, as ministers, which are servants of the gospel, right? Servants of God.
Mm-hmm.
God expects fruit from us.
That's right.
So how do we implement what God, right? Because we're not going to be hearers, but God's called us to be doers.
Right.
And that's the thing today. A lot of the church right now, they're just hearers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, listen, God's going to hold us accountable for every message, every revelation.
Mm-hmm.
To much is given, much is required.
That's right.
And so we're not reading the word or gathering just to get more information, but we're gathering so that we can have revelation, so that we can begin to start walking this thing out in our life, walking this relationship out, so that we can have fruit for them.
That's right.
But no man's an island. No woman's alone. We need our brothers. We need our sisters. And we're better together. We can walk this out together and be what God's called us to be.
That's right.
The family of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.